Do you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out the starting block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block. No K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Public Radio's loss is tavshow.com's gain. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to The Starting Block for another week. You've got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who's waiting for a return call from his job application with BuzzFeed, my co-captain Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership, and as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Genie and right around the world. I'm actually feeling really sorry for the BuzzFeed authors, the BuzzFeed journalists, and the Huffington Post journalists, Greeno.
All part of the same cull, is it?
All part of the same cull. It's a mass cull. It's a mass purge. Just a quick question in the chat, by the way. Is this live? Good question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Good question.
We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you. We'll get back to you next week, which proves it's a recording.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, the way, who was the question from?
Poppy Lane.
Okay, Poppy Lane. Well, so Poppy, I think she's been in the chat a couple of times.
Maybe.
Basically, the way this show works is if you post a question in Periscope, we answer it a week later.
A week later.
So we go back, we do the analysis, we think about a response.
Yes.
Because no question doesn't deserve a well-thought-out answer. Even something as simple as... Are you live?
Yeah.
I need a week to mull over that.
Yeah, you have to ponder it.
Yeah, ponder it. I put in the rundown for next week. And
you know why? Ultimately, Greeno, it's because it's why the 9 or 10 people keep coming back
exactly
to this show. Because we care.
Their questions answered.
Because we care. Because we care. Yeah, I actually feel really sorry for the Huffington Post journalists and the BuzzFeed journalists. I actually fired out a little sympathy tweet today and I said, you know what? The best political satire is when the person pretends like they're doing it seriously.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm really sad for the BuzzFeed journalists no longer working there because the world needs comedy, Greeno.
It does.
I couldn't agree with me more on that one.
I couldn't, 100%. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Let's go back in time, Damo.
Step back in time.
Yeah, I probably should have done the sound effects.
It takes me 6 months to load up all of these things on the soundboard and then you don't use it.
Yeah, but then I forget they're there.
There you go.
So last week's Twitter poll, Damo, and our official pollster, Stefan Sears.
Yes. How's he going in week 4, is it?
This is officially week 3.
Week 3.
Look, there's still some work to be done.
He's a bit rough around the edges.
Just a little bit, because the poor bastard can't catch a trick.
He can't catch a trick.
So this week's Twitter poll, even though my question was, what theme song should we use for my observations of the homeless?
Yes.
The Twitter poll that Stefan posed was, given Greeno's new proposed homeless segment, what would you name it? So I'm like, look, I'll take whatever feedback we can get. We'll go with the name for the segment then.
Okay.
It was just going to be Greeno Observes the Homeless, but we'll see what the people want.
See, I think a vital, like, can we just put out a little bit of a PSA?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to intern at the Starting Block, like the great Stefan Sears is, okay, it's not a paid position
at this point.
We will approach the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno, James R., who has joined us in the chat for the first time in 2 weeks.
Nice of him to join us this week.
I'm pretty sure the only reason he's in the house this week is because he's going to want a fiduciary rundown of all of
the costs, the breakdowns.
The costs, the breakdowns of
Am I going to have to run through the balance sheet?
I think you are.
Of Unity Day?
Yeah.
The accounts receivable, the accounts payables.
That's right.
What I've put through the ledger.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have to do that at some point. So I'm pretty sure that's the only reason he's joined us.
Are we going to have to bring up Excel spreadsheets?
Excel spreadsheets.
On the Periscope.
That's a good. Can we do a pie chart instead? I prefer a pie chart.
My numbers are all in. I can do a presentation. But I need advance warning.
What about if we present a graph, so money spent versus fun had? And then we can justify it.
And unity provided.
Unity provided.
The fucking the thing is like a rocket. The unity provided.
Oh, it's through the roof.
Oh, I forgot about the.
There you go. Better bleep that out.
Better bleep that out.
Yeah. So the great Stephen says, if you are going to intern here at the block, taking orders is generally, you know, you've kind of got to understand that relationship.
Yeah.
So, you know, you are allowed like a certain level of freedom in your polling.
Artistic expression.
That's
of
right.
The polling, if you will.
I mean, we're not Nazis over here.
No, of course not. This is it's a democracy.
We're not going to crush your creative spirit.
My theory is this is the people show. Yes. And if the people want to name the segment, well, we're going to let them name it.
That's right.
So my theory was with, you know, with Stefan running the poll, we'd have a locked in name.
Yeah.
Here's the responses. So the suggestions put out there by Stefan were shitting the streets.
Shitting the streets.
Hey, mate, nice box. Glory holes of Shantytown. I don't know how the homeless thing came to that, but that's fine.
I don't, yeah. Do the homeless people generally set themselves up in the glory holes, Graham?
I doubt not. I doubt it.
You doubt it?
I doubt it. Mm. And then.
Well, how would you know?
Option four, none of these, add yours below. Yeah. So the final results, Damo, 9% said none of those, add their own. BE was one of them. He added the bum scrum.
The bum scrum.
And that one got four likes.
Four.
So in BE's math, he said that every like of his thing should be like a vote, which means he gets, that's a 40% vote.
Ah, I like it. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Comment in the chat, Greeno, the owner and CEO of TAVshow.com, Greeno James. Did you see the footage of the guy getting dragged away from the protest march?
From what protest march?
There was a protest march in Melbourne against Australia Day. And, you know, these people, obviously, they haven't heard of Unity Day.
My hands were tied with Unity Day. I don't have time for this shit.
We were too busy. We were running
busy with
the
Yahoo,
show.
Yeah.
But I saw footage of this guy. He went down to the protest march with, like, an Australian shirt waving an Australia flag, and he got dragged away by the neck.
Really?
Yeah, so James said, well, they unified the shit out of that guy at the protest march, didn't they?
Yeah, they unified him with the concrete.
Yeah. He'll be a guest speaker at next year's Unity Day.
We'll get him in?
Yeah, we'll get him in.
Yeah, and was he wearing an Aussie shirt on Australia Day, though?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I don't want any of that.
Yeah, he's practically a racist. I mean, he's
a racist.
Hitler.
Yeah,
obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just ask Yumi. Yeah. Hey, mate, nice box. Got 25%.
Hey, mate, nice box.
And here's where the poll's going awry, Damo.
Oh.
Because equal first, shitting the streets and glory holes of Shantytown each had 33%, which means they cancel each other out, which
That's
means right. we go back to revert back to the name. Greeno observes the homeless.
Hey. Got yourself out of that one. That's a nice little loophole you found there.
I can't help it. Like, people couldn't agree, so we have to go back to the old name.
Can we do it while we're talking about observing the homeless? Are we talking about that later in the show? Have you got another story?
Well, we didn't have a name for it, and I didn't have a theme song.
Well, because I've got a story for you. I observed
some
homeless.
I like stories about piñatas.
Damo story time. I like it.
I observed homeless last night. As you know, Greeno, I work the mean streets of Sydney, the back alleys, the urine-soaked, rat-infested back alleys on a nightly basis. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my vacation time, really.
That's it. Downtime.
Yeah, and, you know, the only other occupants of the city at this hour are myself, guys wearing tight pink shirts, girls who are really attractive 3 hours before and then after midnight really unattractive, like throwing up in the gutter, right, you know, pissing in the street kind of stuff.
Bit of piss down the leg.
The makeup's all smeared. Yeah. At the start of the night where they might say, yeah, of course, I'd love a vodka. Would you like a drink? At the end of the night, they're like, what the fuck are you looking at, cunt? You know? Yeah. Bit of that. But the other inhabitants of the city at this hour, Greeno, the homeless people.
Don't forget the crackheads.
The crackheads, you don't really see the crackheads because
they're dosing off by that stage.
They're in the shadows.
Ah, fair enough.
They lurk in the shadows.
The seedy underbellies.
That's right. So that brings the homeless people out into the main street where they can sleep in well-lit areas.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. But you get to see the homeless people while they're up and about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like I said,
I generally get to see them when they're sleeping. I was driving down one of the main roads in the CBD of Sydney, and I saw a pile of garbage bags, which, no lie, had to be about 9 feet tall.
Okay.
9 feet tall.
The Mount Everest of garbage bags.
And I thought, wow, some poor bastard's got to come along and pick that up. Then I realised homeless man sleeping behind it. The garbage bags were in a shopping trolley. This homeless guy had more stuff than I do. And I've got a house to put it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a shopping trolley
mountain
full of gear.
Full of stuff.
Yeah.
And there was stuff next to the trolley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he had suitcases.
He had extra. He had accessories.
This guy had so much stuff.
Mm.
I was wondering if he was just waiting for a house to be built.
To put it in.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't
You think
even
he was in-house transit?
Like, how do you accumulate so much stuff when you're homeless? Like, I don't get it. Where's the money coming from? Like, is he just taking free stuff?
Potentially. He could be taking those, you know, 10 and 5 cent pieces that are being thrown into whatever, you know, round spherical thing he chooses to get his donations from.
I just find it extreme. It's like paradoxical, right? Like, I don't have a home, therefore I'm not consumed by my possessions, yet I have enough possessions fill a house.
And you know what he would have been most annoyed about?
Yeah.
The fact to get that trolley would have had to put a buck in.
Yes.
Like, that's a buck that could have been spent on stuff.
Yeah. Question in the chat, Greeno. Why do you have a pic of that ungrateful little girl? That one's for you,
No
brother.
Need to be racist.
No need to be racist.
There's just no need to be racist on the show. Can we block that person?
No, we don't block. We don't block on block.
No, we're just kidding there. Uni Day wrapped, Amo. Oh, yeah, wait, we need to close your story.
I like stories about piñatas.
So for those new to the show, for those that didn't follow the Twitter feed on Saturday.
Your Unity Day updates were spectacular, my friend.
I was giggling along by about 3 in the afternoon at the stupidity was the Unity Day updates. The wife turned to me. She's like, why do you jump on the computer every half hour? And giggling at.
Because people want to know.
And I had to explain to her about, you know, the background of Unity Day.
Because she doesn't listen to the show.
No, of course not. And she's like, that sounds stupid. But then the more I gave her updates, the more she's like, okay, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Unity Day went off like a frog in a sock.
Now, let's call it now. Let's call the winner.
Yes.
Can we bring up the photo?
Yes.
The high point, the pinnacle. It the was winner all downhill
of the,
from there.
The winner of the first Unity Award.
The Unity Day Award, the medal, if you will, went to none other than our Earth reporter, B.E., who we set high expectations for his stall.
We did.
We said, look, mate, this is your own thing. Like, this is your first. You've gone from BE from the UK, just a UK reporter.
Yep.
And we gave him the responsibility of being the Earth reporter, probably a little bit prematurely, if I say so myself.
Yeah, because he had to warm into it.
But my theory was, look, he's the kind of man who's gonna learn on the job. He's gonna pick it up as he goes. And he's more likely to learn faster by being here doing the Earth Report and understanding what the show's about, what Unity's about.
What Unity's all about, baby.
That he'd then be able to transition that kind of experience into his own stall at Unity Day.
Yeah.
And fuck, he delivered.
He delivered. Did he deliver or what?
In space. We've got the photo up?
Yeah, we've got the photo up.
Got the photo up. Excellent. So there's BE in his stall. You can see that that's at the end of the day. So the dildos have all been read to. There was no money transactions required because this was a free service provided by BE.
Yes. The dildos were donated on behalf of the owner and CEO.com, Greeno, James R.
Was James R aware of this?
Yes, he was.
And
there was special input because there was people, you know, wondering about the design of the dildo. We had Dorothy Boyd on the case, long-time dildo user.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So she knew exactly what needed to be done.
Dorothy gave him the once-over.
Dorothy gave it a once-over.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Now, the one thing I did notice that I wasn't aware of prior to walking into BE store was he was reading the stories, but at the same time was throwing in TAVshow.com plugs into the dildo.
Was he really?
TAVshow.com.
A number of lucky Unity Day attendees have taken their robotic dildo home. Yeah. They have begun to use it in ways that you can only imagine. This is a family show. Listening to the story that's being read to them.
Read in. Yeah.
That's right. And then random plugs for TAVshow.com.
Only on select few. It was like Willy Wonka's golden ticket.
Oh, I like it.
But just selective plugs.
See, we found a new
pun intended.
Exactly. We found a new level of marketing here. Plug while you plug.
Now, that was the other thing. Whilst also the AI dildos, something else I wasn't aware of.
Yes.
Butt plugs were also being read into.
Were they really?
So you could get a plug into the plug.
Oh, yes, bro.
And, well done. And BE just took that on board and ran with it.
He ran with it. Because we don't need to. We're at the stage now in BE's tenure here at the starting block. We don't have to direct him.
No.
Not like the pollster Stefan Sears, who needs very strict, well-defined guidelines.
We got to remember that BE's been with the show for, we've been on air for, what, 9 years
nine
now?
Years,
I think BE joined the show in like year four.
Year four, yeah.
So he's been with us for a good 5 years.
Yeah, he knows the routine.
So the hoops we're making Stefan go through now, BE's already gone through that gauntlet.
Yeah.
He's understood.
He's gone through the hazing process.
Exactly. So
and so this
fair.
Is the lesson, you know, stick with it, Stefan Sears. One day you
in
may...
In 5 years.
In 5 years' time, you may be at Unity Day reading to people's personalised AI robotic dildos.
Who knows where it'll go to from there.
I know.
Some other exciting news to come out of Unity Day. So
should we give him a nice Gary for this effort?
Well, I pointed out the store was above a nice Gary.
Nice Gary!
It was above a Get Down Buffer A.
Yes.
We needed to come up with a new excitement level when it to celebrate the efforts of BE.
What can you do?
So I think it's a get down nice Gary A.
Get down nice Gary.
Get down.
Nice Gary.
Hey.
So that's the combination of the two highest compliments we can give you, BE.
There you go.
Some other exciting BE news before we head back to more Unity Day raps.
Yes.
BE is going to be joining us live in the studio.
He is.
He is. Now,
did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? BE live in the Starting Block Studios.
He will be live in the Starting Block Studios. Now, wow. BE being the planner that he is, 309 days.
309 days from today.
From today.
Okay.
BE will be live in the studio.
So
with
the
us.
Countdown is on.
The countdown is good. So can you put on your calendars, kids.
Yep.
Between December 28th and January 9th next year, BE will be in the studio.
You know what we'll do for the next show? I'll have a little counter on the screen just and days till BE's in the studio.
That can be my picture.
309.
For the coming week. the amount of days left until BE's in the studio. So currently sitting at 309. So put it in your clock, kid. Put it in your
It'll
calendars.
Go like that. It'll go really
It'll
fast.
It'll fly by.
Yeah.
And it'd be good to see him in the studio.
It
it's
will.
Been a while since he's been in.
Absolutely.
Now, other exciting bits from Unity Day, my personal highlight, putting BE to one side
yes.
and the AI dildos, my personal highlight was the grand finale.
Yep.
That was a surprise to us.
Yeah, it was. It was a magical moment, wasn't it?
I didn't realize Uncle Jerry had put this together.
I know.
And man, oh, look,
because Uncle Jerry.
Nice,
yeah.
Jerry!
Uncle Jerry's full of surprises. I saw him wandering around BE's AI dildo store.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw him tilling some soil in Eden Gahar's Garden of Eden earlier in the day. And I went up and said, Jerry, how are you going? He just had a little smirk on his face.
He just knew.
Like he had something in store. He had some big surprise in the way that only crazy Uncle Jerry can.
I think you saw because you were down there on the grounds. I was up at ground control. Mm. So I was overseeing the operation from a high level view. You were down there with the punters.
Oh, yeah, because I wanted to liaise with the punters and the talent and make sure everyone's experience was the best it could possibly be.
You've got to absorb the Unity the best way you can.
Absolutely.
I can only do it off the gauge that we had.
Absolutely.
Right, like a drone.
At one stage, I had to go down and meet the PR people who had their, you know, their social media team out taking pictures of the festivities. So I had to lead them around, introduce them to some people. So, but it was good. It was great to be down on the ground, Greener.
It's the only place to be.
Yeah, someone had to be in the control tower. Like I know that you wanted to be there with the people.
I wanted to be down, but unfortunately, you know, duty calls.
Yeah.
So Uncle Jerry put together the grand finale of the
Unity Day festivities.
The Unity Day festivities. was effectively where
I can't believe we've burned so much fucking time.
22 minutes.
But think of all the time we've wasted through the year just talking about this day that didn't even fucking happen. Now we're doing a whole episode.
Y'all leave it on the wrap. was when Yahoo Serious came out and sung the Young Einstein finale.
Yes.
But with Sonia Dada, with Balky, with Bucky's mum. Bucky! Yep. With Eden Gahar.
BE was up on stage.
BE rocked up, but what he'd done is he'd pre-prepared his vocals into an AI dildo and just whacked that in front of the microphone. I had a tear. I'm still getting emotional.
No, I've got goosebumps.
Look, I know we're 21 minutes in, but we'll come back and we'll give a rap about the after party community day when we get back.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's the Starting Block. On TAVShow.com.
Yep, you are back on the block. bit of Daddy, would you like some sausages there from Freddie Got Fing.
It was actually, when Yahoo Serious did it on Unity Day, it was actually better than the original. I don't even know how he did it with no planning.
None.
Either.
And how did he manage to smuggle in those sausages at last minute as well?
Yeah, how did he get past the pill tester? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, yeah.
And the sniffer dog screener.
Exactly. But that was another sneaky little surprise that was thrown in there when, as a last minute trade, Crazy Uncle Jerry was able to sort out Tom Green.
Yes.
And was able to trade out the other one.
The other movie that Yahoo Serious was going to read.
In came Freddy Got Fingered.
Freddy Got Fingered.
With live renditions of Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausages? Yeah. The legal team have been in touch with me in the break and said they put the kibosh on any talk of the Unity Day after party. Few legal issues.
I did notice that people were signing things. Were they non-disclosure agreements?
Yes. Everything was very, very hush-hush. Mm. Quite frankly, it only finished yesterday. Yeah. So it's been a big 3 days. So legal has said, no, don't talk about the after party. Could cause a few issues. So instead, we're going to do people's Periscope comments from a week ago.
People talking in the chat, Greeno, they're saying that the chat's not working.
The chat's not working.
So they're typing, but they can't see anyone else's chat, apparently.
Ah,
so everyone's just talking to themselves.
That's all right. Well, yeah, whatever works.
Since Oak said he's tried on two different accounts, chat's not working. Stefan Sears says chat's not working. J-Dub says it's working on PC, but not the phone app.
Ah, so maybe it's a phone issue, perhaps.
Yep. So this might greatly affect our segment, Periscope Comments, a week late.
If I can't see them, this could make my job a little
bit tough. It's going to be very difficult. You'll have to imagine them.
I'll create comments.
You'll make comments.
Let's look at Periscope a week late.
Sure.
I'm going to start with skipping that.
Skipping that. That's my favourite segment.
It's good.
Skipping that.
Stefan Sears asked, where's the CEO? Massage time? Well, the CEO's in town this week. James R. is in the chat.
He's in the chat, yeah.
No one can see him, though.
No.
That's the
problem. He is currently receiving a Lommy Lommy massage whilst being fed pistachio nuts with a pair of long barbecue tongs.
That's the only way to listen to the show, to be honest. That's right. Since Oak had a suggestion here, he was talking about, before we understood we got the rights for Freddy Got Fingered.
Yes.
He said, how about we offer Tom Green a testicle and he'll sign off on the Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausages?
Fair. Maybe that's what Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto
did. I don't know what magic Jerry does, but maybe there was a testicle offered. Who knows?
Yep.
You had BE the Earth Reporter comment at for last weekend, which is Australia Day long weekend here, he was having a hottest 100 housewarming party at his joint.
Oh,
his new place.
Well done.
Funny, no invite in our mail.
No invite for the block boys.
I didn't receive one.
I didn't either.
Oh, you didn't receive one? I checked my inbox.
I actually did receive one, but he told me not to tell you.
Fair enough. I wouldn't want me there either, BE. Understandable. Sinsoaked was offering to help Stefan Sears out with the polls.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of guide him, if you will.
Oh, I like that. So I thought, it's a family, the starting block.
It is. So I thought,
the blockheads.
That's a positive contribution there from Cine. Good Unity points.
Yes, for next year.
For next year. Yeah. But then he followed that up with his next comment at Sinsoaked. I'm throwing the fucking stove at you, Greeno. Those points are now gone.
Reducted. You're now in negative points.
They were nice while you had them.
Yeah. Very short-lived.
Yeah. Lynn Brooks asked, bottle shop ? Do you mean a liquor store?
No, a bottle shop.
Yeah, so bottle shop, liquor store, no, different. Same thing, different pylons.
Same.
Bottle-o, if you will.
Bottle-o.
Now, Lynn also asked, have we retired the cock as well? Now, I don't know whether she's talking about the appendage or whether she's talking about the picture of Cocky that was my photo from a fortnight
ago. Cocky the Gamecock.
So what we've decided to do, in the absence of the fact that, you know, the people decided that they'd rather not have me up there on the screen, that was, you know, we're just going to find, you know, things that seem appropriate for Greeno.
So you drop Cocky the Gamecock, and instead you've got a different cock.
A different cock.
On screen today.
We got Yumi up there today. That's racist, man.
That's racist. Yeah.
At Lynn.
She won't go to work tomorrow now because of that.
Well, yeah. Why would she? She's been bullied.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At Lynn Brooks also asked, cricket, is that your baseball? Well, sort of, but our cricket goes for 5 days.
Yes.
So imagine if well, that was in context. We're talking about the T20 we went to last
baseball,
week.
Baseball feels like it goes for 5 days. Cricket actually does.
Well, effectively, yeah, we went to the T20, which went for about 3.5 hours. So three exact same hours. Time as baseball.
Yeah.
That's the shortest form of cricket on offer.
That's right. And it's not even real cricket.
And we don't take it as seriously in any way, shape or form. No. It's known as hit and giggle.
Hit and giggle.
Because it's not real cricket. Sin-soaked, because Billy Idol comes in as one of our ads.
Yes.
There. Billy Idol has a micro penis.
Oh.
My friend Stacey dated him.
Interesting.
Fun story.
Fun story. Well, not a little bit of fun.
Just a little bit of fun. Just enough.
Not a lot of fun. It's like the fun size Mars bars, Greeno.
Exactly.
And they're really small, but that's not fun. Fun size would be like a foot long.
Exactly.
That's a fun size Mars bar.
And thick.
And
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Sin-soaked asks, what's the ticket sales like for your uni day? Hundreds. Mate, I can't. Hundreds
per ticket.
Exactly. That's how much, yeah, cashitos.
Yeah.
But basically, we didn't put a head count on it.
And we still ran it at a loss.
At a loss.
Eden Gardens, Garden of Eden, didn't come cheap.
Creative bookkeeping.
on an unrelated topic, Greeno, noticed the new Porsche out the front when you pulled up?
No, that's a legitimate motor vehicle expense.
Yeah,
we didn't do a head count.
Courtesy of TAVshow.com.
Exactly. We didn't do a head count. We basically just let the people come.
Mm.
If you like a Field of Dreams, if you build it.
They will come.
If Yahoo reads it, they will come. And
if they take their token to BE's AI robotic dildo stall, they will come.
Yeah, exactly. And since to wrap it up, ask, why the fuck am I getting emails from Emerald Headingley Test Series? Did you two sell my name? Well, we don't, but I kind of wish I did now. That's pretty funny. Yeah. I put that down to the fact that the data stealing thing and of what's happening. Are you seeing that thing on Facebook this week?
Oh, yeah. Well, every week.
No, well, this week that they're paying kids to have unauthorized access to their data.
Really?
Yeah, like $20. Oh, well, yeah, for 20, here, we'll give you $20. You just got to
candy money.
Pretty much.
It's incredible.
So basically,
did you see the story coming out today about how on FaceTime calls on iPhones?
That's the one. It was FaceTime, I think.
Yeah.
Oh no, where you can automatically listen in.
You can listen in.
No, yeah, that was a completely separate story.
Which I just thought was fantastic because think of the amount of people who have called up and then been able to hear the person on the other end before they pick up their phone say to their friend, oh, hang on a second, this fucking idiot's calling me again. Hey, buddy, how you going?
How you doing?
How you doing? How many relationships have been lost?
Well, no, that's elite honesty right there.
Elite honesty.
That's Periscope Comments Week Late.
There you go.
I don't know. Was that flat this week?
It was a little flat.
I think because we're just too pumped for Unity Day. Everything's kind of. We should just cut the show now.
What was your favorite part about Unity Day all up? Like, what was your specific? What was the one thing you could point to that would say, "Yeah, that's what made Unity Day special"?
Look, for me, it was the surprise shock
at the end
of when. No, not the end of when Yahoo came out but already had the sausage costume ready.
Yes.
And that was kind of his big reveal, like his kimono pull. So I'm sitting there waiting for the other one to start. Yeah. And I'm like, why is Yahoo wearing the sausage? And he's got the string ready. And it was unbelievable. I don't think we've talked enough about Sonia Dada, though.
No, that's true.
Because this all started when we had Indecent Obsession on board last year.
I tell you what, I'll bring up Sonia Dada. It's time to do tributes for the great talent that was at Unity Day.
Oh, without doubt.
Yep.
Put out some bit of Sonia.
Put a bit of Sonia Dada on.
Your personal highlight?
I tell you what, it was earlier in the day when, because we opened up the proceedings, obviously, with Eden Gahar Greener.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The master of ceremonies.
The master of ceremonies. And then we took all of the kiddies to a meat pie stall and we got them nice and fed up on curry and onion pies.
Yeah, just in preparation for the Garden of Eden.
Exactly. So when I saw that magical moment, Greeno, when the curry and onion pies started to, mix and, you know, like a cement mixer in the stomachs of the children.
Percolating.
I saw the looks on their faces and I knew it wouldn't be long. And when we marched, all the little kids pointed their ass onto the garden. garden, and they proceeded to release the fertilizer, thus officially opening Unity Day.
Yeah.
That, for me, like, I was like, the dream, it's happened, we're here.
The opening of the bows was the official kind of,
opening
like,
of Unity
tick
Day.
Of approval.
That's
like,
right.
People normally cut a sash.
That's
no, no,
right.
No. Opening of the bows.
Opening of the bows for Unity Day.
We might just need to turn that down. They've had their moments on your data. Imagine this for six straight hours. It was a beautiful.
It was amazing.
I like stories about piñatas.
Time to move on to other days of the weekend, Dave.
Okay, what do you got?
Now, Triple J, they do the hottest 100 over the Australia Day long weekend or that particular period. They're doing 27.
Yes.
And as a person who now puts themselves in the back in my day category.
Yes.
Of everything was better back in my day.
Back in my day, which was some like maybe a Tuesday in the 1990s somewhere.
Somewhere about then. But every year I'm still a sucker for punishment because I'm intrigued as to what the new music is happening there. What's popular these days?
Oh, okay. I couldn't care less.
In the independent scene.
I couldn't care less
because
about what's going on.
There might be a band I'm missing out on that I'm not aware of just due to negligence because I don't listen to radio.
I'm glad to be missing out on bands.
So I normally whack it on from like 25 onwards because I'm like, well, there's going to be a lot of shit to fill out the 100.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just check out the top 25. And for the last 3 years, I haven't enjoyed a song yet.
No.
So you'd figure I'd learn my lesson. But this year, I still did not learn the lesson. I still listened to the top 25. And was still bitterly disappointed.
Mm.
Not one song I enjoyed. So the next day, though, on Double J.
Double J. Hang on, what's Double J?
So Double J is kind of like the retro Triple J. So they play a bit more older tunes.
So the good Triple J.
The good Triple J.
Good.
So basically what they did is they do this thing the day after the Hottest 100 where they play the Hottest 100 from 20 years ago.
Right.
That thing was a fucking cracker.
Yeah.
There were every single song on that.
So you would have your Spider Bait on there.
Up there. Regurgitator was right in there.
The Gurge.
You had a bit of Grinspoon.
Grinners.
A bit of Jebediah.
Lovely. Super Heist.
No Super Heist in that particular list, but yeah.
Powderfinger.
There's definitely Powderfinger.
Yep.
All of that stuff there. Every single song in that 100 that I listened to would have been number one for me in this year's countdown.
There you go.
That's how I built
it. There you go. Yep.
Seemed appropriate that one of the top 10 songs was Regurgitator. I like your old stuff better than your new stuff.
Yes.
It just seemed apt.
Classic.
Based on the songs. The other thing I like, though, in that particular list, in numbers 11 and 12, two songs off the South Park album.
Really?
You and me and her, simultaneous you and me. And your brother and your sister.
I would have thought it would have been Chocolate Soldy Balls.
That came in at like 80-odd.
Oh, okay. And the other one would have been Bubble Goose?
That was number 11.
Bullet in a Bubble Goose.
Yeah, so it went 12 was Simultaneous Lovin', and then 11 was Bubble Goose.
Yeah, see, back in the day.
Those are the days.
Things have changed, man.
Old school.
New music's fucking terrible.
It is.
It's shit.
I listened to a YouTube mix of best new metal from like 2016. There was like 45 songs. Out of there, I found two new bands that I was like, that's pretty good.
Okay.
And check them out.
Right.
That's it. 2 hours 24.
It's all got to be safe now. There's very little raw stuff happening.
Well, the thing I noticed from the 25 songs I did listen to is unless you've got auto-tune and reverb, don't bother putting a song out. you want to play an instrument? Get out.
Yeah, people bag out, sure, but she was ahead of her time with that. Yeah. What was that?
Yeah. 100%.
She was showing shit artists of the future how to make money with that song.
It was painful. Other thing from Australia Day, I thought, look, at end of the day, I'm going to put the feed up, I'm going to whack a movie on.
Mm.
Let's pick Australian-based movies. I like it. So if you were to pick a couple of films to watch on Australia Day, what would your selections have
Young
been?
Young Einstein, Reckless Kelly.
Reckless Kelly, the other one.
The other one.
Aside from those three.
Two Hands is good.
Two Hands, okay, yeah, good choice.
Oh, was that Aussie, though?
That's Aussie, yeah. That was Brian Brown, Heath Ledger. It was made in Australia.
Yeah, was that Two Hands? Yeah.
That was Two Hands, yeah.
I like The Hard Word was a good one.
Haven't seen that.
What was the one with the hitman?
Oh,
the like Melbourne Underground.
I know the
movie.
One you're talking about.
Fuck, that was good.
Yeah.
The Magician.
The Magician, that's it.
That was so good, that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was classic.
But I'm thinking stereotypical Australian films.
Well, it wouldn't be Australia with Hugh Jackman.
Definitely not.
Not seeing that one.
Not seeing that one.
Mad Max?
Mad Max, maybe, yeah.
The original Mad Max.
I went to two other choices.
Okay.
Started with The Castle.
The Castle, of course.
Yeah.
How could I miss The Castle?
Can't get more straight. And then had to wrap up the day, Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee.
And still, the excitement as a, you know, 11 or 12 year old.
Yeah.
Of seeing Linda Kozlowski.
Yes, when she's
in a G-string swimsuit.
Yeah, when she's at the croc.
Before she's still as enjoyable 25 years later.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30, right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, make America great again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
I'm going to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
It's the all-new Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Billy Idol as the Beaver.
Dear, when Beaver came home, did you notice how he had his hair cut this afternoon?
No, I didn't see him. Do you have it cut too short?
No, but you should see what he had that barber do to him. Why, it's up on the side, and in the back it sort of goes all like this, and it's all full of oil. Well, honey, I can't describe it. You just have to see it.
Well, let's take a look at it.
Come now, dear. You've been watching too many of those live television shows.
Don't you think he could see how ridiculous he looks to us?
Well, I'm sure he will see sooner or later, June. But in the meantime, it's practically impossible for parents to make a boy see himself through their eyes.
Well, I wish he'd see himself through somebody's eyes. I've just about had enough of it.
Beaver, would you pipe down? You're making me nervous.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on tavshow.com.
Now, Australia's colossal comedy hit, starring its newest comedy hero, comes to the States. Yahoo Sirius is Young Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
He is destined to create the most powerful scientific theories in history.
I discovered the formula for splitting beer atoms.
Only one girl is brilliant enough to understand him.
My name is Marie Curie.
Only one man is low enough to steal from him. Albert discovers that there are even worse things in the big city than a cat pie. For example,
an atomic bomb.
If ever the world needed a revolutionary new theory, it's now. At last, the incredible untold story of the greatest mind of all time. Albert Einstein, thrill seeker, lover, adventurer. Genius.
Who is this barbarian?
I'm a Tasmanian.
Warner Brothers proudly presents Yahoo Sirius as Young Einstein, one seriously funny movie.
It's just great to have Yahoo back.
Can you see why we got him on board for Unity Day?
How good does that movie look?
With that kind of back catalog. You could put that trailer out today.
And it's still.
Oh, they'd be lined up around the block, Greeno.
Exactly, like they were on Unity Day.
Where's his star on Hollywood Boulevard, Greeno?
Well, they got to work on that.
Yeah.
Side note, fun fact. Mm. I don't know if it's a fun fact or not.
Yep.
Do you know the celebrities actually have to pay for those plaques?
Do they really?
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. And they're not cheap either. So basically, if you want to star on the Walk of Fame, you got to be in the entertainment industry for 10 years.
Yep.
But then you've got to fork over hundreds of thousands of dollars to get your star on there. So it's not really an honor. It's more of a deal.
It's a vanity project.
It's a massive vanity project. So if you actually want to go, oh, why don't I send, why these people don't have a star, but these small-time people do?
Because they refuse to pay.
Exactly. They have some dignity.
Excellent.
Time for some hot stove, Damo. Yo. Now, look, it's still in fucking transit.
Come on. He promised the stove would be back here midweek.
I know, but it's not my fault that this thing's still cold as. Not much we can do this season.
It's almost
upon us.
Yep.
So I've had enough. I think I'm going to have to go out this week and buy a new one.
Mm.
I'm not dealing with the old one anymore.
Just look, I'll tell you what we'll do. Put in an expense report to TAVshow.com headquarters. Greeno, the CEO and owner of TAVshow.com, James R. He doesn't have to see it. I'll speak to Dorothy.
Straight to Dorothy, you reckon?
Dorothy has, she has approval.
Yeah. So Up to a certain amount. How much should we spend on the stove?
Maybe we'll get a secondhand stove just to make sure we come in under the threshold.
Well, no, I don't want the same issue. We've only got 3 weeks till season starts.
Yeah, I know. But what if we fire up the stove, man? Yeah, but we bought a new one this time and it didn't work.
Yeah, I guess so. Under warranty. Sometimes it's not a good idea to get a brand new car at risk because things haven't been tested that screw up.
Yeah, get an old Toyota with 200,000 on the clock.
That's what you want. 88,000 K.
It won't stop.
It's a machine.
It won't stop.
And don't get it serviced while you're at it.
Yep.
Here's the hot stove from this week, Damo. Cubs are in agreement with free agent reliever Brad Brock, pending a physical. AJ Pollock signed with the Dodgers, $55 million plus for four years.
Okay.
The Athletics signed Marco Estrada on a one-year deal. You've got the Giants. They added Drew Pomeranz on a one-year deal.
How are your Giants doing in the market this year?
Oh, terrible. We're tanking this year.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we've got problem is we suck, and we've got all these massive contracts on the books for players that aren't worth massive contracts.
Mm.
So next year we're not going to be competitive. It's basically a regroup year. We're going to see what some of the kids can do.
Yep.
And we're going to try and get some of those bills off. We're hoping some of those players that suck last year, they're on big dollars, are good this year.
Yep.
So we can fucking trade them out.
Really?
Get rid of some of those dollars. And I think that's the plan. Anyway, that's what our new GM is looking at doing this year.
Do you think Oakland would have more of a chance if they actually did like deliberately tank instead of just always trying to like be around somewhere around the top instead of actually being just good enough to get a World Series?
I think it works for bigger market teams to do that because they still bring in revenue. Problem with Oakland is because they're such a low revenue team that they can't afford to have no one showing up.
Right.
They're just not in a financial position to do so. Whereas
they've got to perform to a certain level every single year.
Pretty much to at least still get people through the gate, still look semi-competitive.
Right.
And Justin Wilson signed to the Cubs. Okay. So they got a couple of relievers there.
Did Crazy Uncle Jerry do anything this week, or was he still recuperating from the Unity Day after party?
You don't know Uncle Jerry very well, do you? Now
he was probably straight back to work. He was probably on the phone he was at Unity Day.
Exactly. I heard one AI dildo reading with B.E. was trying to read Green Eggs and Ham. And
he was talking about relief pitches.
And in the back, all I heard was this. Hey, let's get Hunter Strickland in, because that's what he did this week. Hunter Strickland signed with the Mariners. Fun. Oh, hell, we'll do a crazy Uncle Jerry stat man.
I'm a stat man.
Someone was talking about, on Twitter, was talking about how great a job the Mets had done of turning over their roster. This new GM's come in. They're like, look, out of the 40-man roster that they had last year, Brody Van Wagenen has brought in like 10 new people to replenish that roster. And someone replied going, you haven't seen anything. Jerry's already done 20 out of the 40. And there's still 3 weeks to go. We could get that to 30 in no time. All right, it's time for BE's Earth Report, man. Let's get it up and rolling. You got it up on your screen?
I'm up and ready to go.
Giddy up. Let's put some songs on. Where's Captain Planet? Why is the sea down the bottom?
I don't know.
Wind, water, heart, go planet.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
All right, BE from the UK doing the Earth Report, Greeno. Back to his bread and butter. So the AI dildo store was like a once-off, but this is what we really love BE for.
This is what he's best at.
Feathered trail porkers, Greeno. A dog walker in the Leeds in the UK was out for a stroll on the Hawksworth Wood Trail when claimed she saw a couple smeared in Burt blood having sex on a sheet in the middle of a group of chanting women.
All right, can we pause for one moment?
Absolutely. You want to analyse that?
I just want to analyse. How did they know it was bird's blood?
Good question. Maybe. Could have been pig's blood, could have been human blood.
It could have. Remember the story from last week? Maybe there'd been some parsley up the
So you're thinking the garnishment in the vajayjay.
Exactly.
Yeah, was being used in this particular ceremony.
How did they know it was bird's blood? That's my point.
Yeah, at least they garnish. That's exactly the main thing.
Yep, keep going.
Because you want your smearing Luciferian chanting sex ritual to be minty fresh.
Exactly.
The woman who wishes to remain...
Okay, let's pause again. Yeah. So, parsley isn't minty fresh.
I know. But I couldn't think of anything else.
All right, we'll keep going.
The woman who wishes to remain anonymous, you don't say.
Pretty good idea.
You don't say. Said it sounded like someone shouting in a different language, but then I saw a lady in her late 30s laid on a white plastic sheet.
At least she put some cleaning products down first.
Absolutely. You don't want to stuff up the environment.
If you're going to put bird's blood and having sex in the middle of a sheet with women.
Chanting women
chanting
around
women,
you.
The least you can do.
Yeah, take care. Clean up after yourself.
Exactly. Whack a sheet down.
Like you might be a crazy Luciferian sex freak, but that doesn't mean you have to be dirty.
Exactly.
She said she thought the woman was dead at first, but then she went closer. She saw a man and five other women. The man then used his finger to take blood from a dead bird and put it on the woman's face before they had sex, she claimed. West Yorkshire Police confirmed officers were called to a report of public indecency on the site. Well, we went over that. It's not indecent. They put a tarp down.
Yeah, exactly. And which part is in the indecent bit? The bird's blood or the sex?
The sex. Or the women chanting women. It's probably noise complaints, Greeno.
But yeah, it probably was.
Because you can pretty much do anything in the UK these days.
It was after 9 p.m.
It was after 9. Keep can you keep down. It down? Get off my lawn.
Yeah.
West Yorkshire Police, yeah, they were in public indecency and they have now stepped up patrols in the area. We wouldn't want it to happen again.
No, it's like African gangs in Melbourne.
It sounds like a hell of a gang.
There'll be groups having sex on plastic sheets with bird's blood all over England.
Absolutely.
If you don't stop it now.
Arse of Satan, Greeno. A porn star who wants the world's biggest bum has claimed that she has regular chats with the devil and has reportedly set up her satanic cult. There's a bit of a theme running in today's Earth Report, Greeno. Is BE turning to the dark side?
Perhaps.
Argentinian adult star Sabrina Sabrok started the Sabrok Legion to teach others how to cast spells. According to reports, the cult offers interested people the chance to make pacts with the devil and Our Lady of Holy Death, as well as learn how to cast love charms and speak with the dead. The self-confessed Greeno goddess of death and witch of Satan told local media that she has something inside her that told her to start a satanic church. Could it be the robotic dildo?
I was going to say, she's a porn star and something inside her. I'm assuming it was a cock.
I think she's got a robotic dildo inside of her that BE has slipped in there one of his trips to South America. And
subliminal
just going,
messages.
Hey, baby. Want to start a church of Satan? Want to start a church? Chip dip, Greeno. Tyrrell's.
No, wait, let's back up a sec. So that story would have been more intriguing if there was more conversation about her having the biggest bum.
That's the way they started
where's the
I'm a scat man.
Yeah.
Where's the R scat man?
Yeah, who has the biggest
size,
bum?
Yeah, size, spherical. Is it? How do you measure it? Yeah, is it overall circumference? Is it weight? Is it depth?
Is it length of crack?
Is it length of cheek? Is it,
it's good questions.
Width, breadth, depth, take your pick.
Yeah, if you want to get in touch with us, well, don't get in touch with me. I don't really want to know. Get in touch with Greeno at the starting block, one word, drop the
Stephen
K at the end.
Stephen Sears, here's this week's poll.
Get in touch with Stephen Sears. How do they calculate?
How's the best way to here's how I'd frame the question.
Yeah.
How's the best way to determine the world's biggest bum?
The world's biggest
depth,
bum.
Width.
Length breadth, of crack.
Length of crack.
Yep.
Other, whatever it may be.
There you go. Chip Deep Greeno. Tyrrell's has launched the first ever crisps to contain aphrodisiac properties. The crisp brand
no
claim.
Oh, aphrodisiac.
like potato loneliness. Chips.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
The new aphrodisiac variety.
And a picture of you.
We'll get pulses racing on Valentine's Day. Simple ingredients. Sweet honey and the fiery spice of chili. I did this on one of my long-winded free-for-alls, Greeno, this story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I put it to you that
Tyrrell's a winery?
Yeah, they are, yeah. A lot of wineries bring out, like, chips and cheese and stuff, crackers.
Yeah.
I put it to you that if you are planning on, you know, if you've got a romantic evening planned and you're trying to get to second base,
yeah,
like if you want to have sex with your lovely lady friend,
that's
and
not
you,
second
and
base,
you and you present, well, eventually you got to get to second base before you get to home plate, though.
Ah, it depends how much of a rush you're in.
You just go straight to home.
Yeah,
so you hit, just run around a little circle and get them straight back
straight
to home
back
plate.
In. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
If you're planning on having sex and as a romantic dinner, as a prelude to the sex, presenting a bowl of potato chips, I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter how many aphrodisiac qualities the chips have, you're not getting laid.
Exactly.
You are not getting laid on a bowl of potato chips.
I'm not too sure about the effect the fiery, spicy chili will also have.
Yeah, don't touch me there.
Yeah. Don't put your mouth on anything. That's why you have to
That's why you go straight to home plate.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. According to Tyrrells, these two ingredients can have a powerful effect on the body, Greeno, with the honey tinkering with hormone levels and the chili triggering nerve endings on the tongue, releasing endorphins and increasing the heart rate.
There we go.
There you go.
Well done. Good report as always, B. How have we managed to find time in between uni day and the after party? So they still pump out a decent report beyond me. Because as you can see from our show this week, we put no effort in.
No effort whatsoever.
A quick kimono pull.
All our effort was last week.
Yeah, exactly. Quick kimono pull is the fact that I totally forgot that I lost track of the days.
Yes.
Because I just had stuff on the weekend. I had prep to do for the weekend.
Sure.
And it got to yesterday and I'm like, shit, the show's on tomorrow. And I looked, I'm like, nothing in the rundown.
Nothing in the rundown.
What do we got?
We'll just crap on about Unity Day for 45 minutes.
Better look at what everyone said on Periscope last week. Okay, so here's the point. Last week we pointed out, if we, we're going to step back in time again.
Yep, let's do it.
Sinsoak was complaining about why is there so much sports talk on a so-called sports show.
Good question. I agree with him.
And we basically said it's 3% over the course of the whole year.
Whole year. That's right. That's how it's measured.
So it was front-loaded because we had a lot of cricket talk.
That's right.
You'll notice we're 57 minutes in and we failed to talk about any sport yet.
Didn't mention a cricket. I've got a little story
for
you.
We're about to talk about the cricket, though.
Okay, but story time.
We'll do story time first.
Stories about piñatas.
I thought on Australia Day, Greeno, after the Unity Day festivities, my portion of the Unity Day festivities had wrapped up in the early afternoon. So just after lunch, I thought, oh, you know what? I've got a couple of hours. You beauty. I'll go and watch a bit of the cricket.
Yeah.
Little, I thought day three, middle of day three, there's going to be plenty of action.
Yeah.
I go and turn on the TV and I'm watching some fucking movie from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell is going? Is it raining?
Yeah. Game's over.
Game's over.
Yeah.
Within 3 days.
Yeah. 2.5 days. We knocked off. We got a win.
By an innings.
An innings and 100-odd runs.
Yep.
Now, Paddy Cummins, what a superstar. He's absolutely crushing it. Took 7 for 30 or something like that.
Yep.
Absolutely decimated the Sri Lankan batsman there. But he's the genius of Australian selectors. So we've sucked all summer.
Yep.
We pick a team that we're focused on the future, but at the same time, they've just gone out and killed it.
Yep.
They've just had their most dominant victory in the better part of 3 years.
Yep.
So what do they do in response to that?
Change the whole team.
They decided to drop Matt Renshaw and bring in Marcus Stoinis. Now, fun fact.
I'm a scat man.
Since 2015, Marcus Stoinis is averaging 22 in Sheffield Shield. I can see why they rushed to bring him in.
Yeah.
The bowlers.
He was knocking on the door, Greeno.
And the excuse of, oh, we want to give the bowlers a breather. They just had two and a half extra days off. They don't need a breather. They bowled a whole 40 overs That's over the course
insane.
Of that test.
It is insane.
If he actually plays, it'd be a farce.
Farce!
Farce! We're getting better at getting close to this hard hour, man.
Yeah.
Now, next week, we're going to be off. So, BE, don't submit a report. Yahoo has offered to fly me and my co-captain to his private island.
Has he?
To celebrate for a week.
Yep.
Bringing him back to relevance, if you will. And we said, look, Yahoo, you're always in relevance. You were just subliminally in relevance.
So, you've always got a place in everyone's heart.
Exactly. So next week we won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be enjoying whatever Yahoo's got
the fruits of Yahoo's labor.
And he hasn't told me what's on the private
Some
private
aphrodisiac
island.
Crisps.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. We actually won't be here the week after that either.
Really? We're off that as week as well.
We're off that as well.
We're off for a fortnight.
We're getting flown out to Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto's family manor. Ah, up there in Seattle, Greeno.
And that'll be a hotbed because that's like a week before season start too. So to imagine what's been traded.
To be fair though, that might not actually happen. We may get traded out.
We may.
Before we get there.
We may be back that week. Who knows? All right, with that being said, plugs.
Plugs. Follow Greeno at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Keep up with the show on stream.me, YouTube, Periscope, and besides all of those, Greeno, also the podcast on iTunes and Podbean. Besides all of those, Greeno, as always, exclusive to, you know what we didn't do?
We haven't played.
Magicians. Don Camaro's lost his mind.
Oh, that was a close one.
It was.
Get ready for Don Camaro's Super Mega Sale Bonanza. Total liquidation on all magic and pen supplies. Ducks, box turtles, magic wands, and gorgeous barn assistance. And that's just the beginning. Snakes, magic hats, puppy sweaters, disappearing ink, all at prices too low to mention. Only at Don Camaro's Magic Events. That's Don Camaro's Magic Events. See you there.
Always a pleasure to have Don Camaro. We're lucky we paid that because we've got to recoup some of the costs.
Just a little bit.
From Unity Day. So besides all of that, thanks to Don Camaro's Magic and Pets, exclusive as always to TAVshow.com.
All right, we'll catch you guys in a couple of weeks.
See you next one.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges,
alleged!
Yes, yes, alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.